This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, February 23rd, the seventh Sunday after Epiphany Year A, As Good As It Gets. Dear friends, Pavarotti soaring in Nissan Dorma, magnificent. Astaire and Rogers floating through Cole Porter's Night and Day, breathtaking. Olivier's menacing Richard III, brilliant. But for pure soul-stirring impact, Jesus of Nazareth's Sermon on the Mount is as good as it gets. But in a media age, if the images don't move and the mood isn't captured by music, if the thought takes more than 140 characters to convey, that means we need to think. We need to work at it to take in the full impact of the words on the page. But too often, digging into Scripture and coming to grips with its implications are sadly neglected priorities. That's why this is the fourth consecutive Sunday of slowly working our way word by word through all 48 verses of the fifth chapter of Matthew's Gospel. And as we see again in this week's Gospel, every verse pays off in inspiration. The depth, the breadth, the language, the passion, they're all unparalleled. But it's the content, not the presentation, that's the most remarkable aspect of Christ's mountainside message. 2,000 years have passed, and the words are as challenging and revolutionary as the day they were first delivered. You see, the entire relationship of God and man has been redefined, and love is the new paradigm of life. Starting with the Beatitudes, calling us to remodel our behavior through the light of the world call to discipleship, to the redefining of morality and human purpose as love of God and neighbor, Jesus leads you and me step by step to this week's call to perfection. Jesus wants us to be as good as it gets. He wants us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And in plain, powerful language, He tells us how to make that happen. Do not repay evil with evil. Do not ever, ever turn away from those in need. Share till it hurts, and then share some more. Without exception, Jesus tells us, all of God's children are our sisters and brothers, and we're to cherish them. Taken as broad-brush concepts, the message is easy to accept and to honor. But we know that talk is cheap, and worse than cheap, it's a sacrilege to mouth the words of Christ without the slightest intention to live by them. My friends, Jesus is telling us that when it comes to real life, everyday decisions, that marginally moral behavior is not acceptable. It's not why the Father made us. It's not why the Son died for us. Hoping to squeak by with a minimum of effort and inconvenience, well, it's a formula for failure. And more than anything, Jesus wants us to succeed. So he calls us to be perfect, even though he knows we're flawed. You see, he loves us in our sins and calls us to rise above them, always aiming higher. You see, many folks have closed the pages on this gospel and gone away mumbling, why even bother? I'll never be perfect. Why even try? You see, they miss the point of Christ's call to perfection. C.S. Lewis puts the point in perspective when he writes, quote, God does not say, unless you are perfect, I will not help you. If he meant that our position is hopeless, I think he meant, the only help I will give you is to become perfect. You may want something less, but I will give you nothing less. Once you call him in, he'll give you the full treatment. End quote. The love of God comes only in one grade, super high test premium. Only one person has ever achieved perfection here on earth, and he urges us to follow him. And if we do, if we spend our days honestly trying our best to know and to live his gospel, he promises his grace and protection, and he promises you and me more. We truly will be perfect on the day when we finally stand before him. And my friends, that's as good as it gets. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my website at www.davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.